Under the Sun on WLRN tells the stories of South Florida. I'm Alicia Zuckerman. This is from the film Million Dollar Mermaid, starring Esther Williams, in 1952. It was filmed in the pool at the Raleigh Hotel in South Beach. A group of women in matching costumes float on their backs in a circle, and Williams emerges from the water. Tonight, the Momentum Dance Company performs in another famous Miami Beach pool, just a block away, in fact, at the National Hotel. The company's founder is Delma Isles. Her troupe has been performing modern dance in Miami for 30 years. Isles does incorporate some elements of synchronized swimming into tonight's performance, but that's not what this is.
I really tried not to do that because those are such very specific images. And they're very kitschy images, and they're tied to a specific time and so forth.
Isles learned water ballet from her mother. About 12 years ago, she started setting dances in swimming pools at the Raleigh, the old Roney Palace, and here at the National. She took a break for a while and then got inspired again.
I had a vacation in the Galapagos Islands, and we swam with the baby sea lions. And for them, there's no upside down or right side up. So you'll be swimming along in your slow, plodding human way, and they'll just zip with their head upside down to you. So there's that idea that you don't have to be a slave to gravity in terms of your orientation.
The dancers show up for rehearsal, planning to spend the next couple of hours in the pool, but it's raining hard and the weather keeps getting worse. They wait on the hotel's back deck, and Isles goes over some rehearsal notes.
Six counts forward pike somersault. Six counts spiral. Six counts left arm splashes around you. That was definitely lightning. And we're not going in the pool when it's lightning.
They go inside to a dimly lit carpeted room lined with glass-enclosed wine racks, far from the grandeur of the pool on the other side of the glass doors.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1.
They're rehearsing a dance Isles choreographed. It's called Continuum, and the music is by Philip Glass. They join hands like paper dolls, fold into each other in a huddle, and then unfurl.
There's times when they kick, and it's designed for you to hear that, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and see the foaming of the water. The water becomes like part of the dancer.
And a pool just feels different than a theater.
People stand around the pool. You know, many of them will have a drink. So it makes for a more social occasion.
And if you're dancing in a pool, you're more exposed to the audience.
You don't have as much separation as you would on stage, so they see a lot more of you and from a different angle.
Rebecca Allred is one of the dancers. She says there are some practical benefits.
It's nice to be able to dance in the water because we don't have to get all the bumps and bruises from being on a floor.
But another dancer, Marina Seidel, says it can be harder, too.
In the pool, sometimes we have to lean a little bit more forward, which you would never do because you'd fall over in the dance studio, whereas here we would lean a little bit more forward or backwards so we don't float away.
Weather permitting, the Momentum Dance Company will perform in the pools of the National Hotel in South Beach tonight at 7. Their performance is free and will last about a half hour. You can find out more about South Florida's history of aquatic performance at WLRNunderthesun.org. I produce Under the Sun with Dan Gretsch and Trina Sargalski. I'm Alicia Zuckerman.